Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and all that kind of guff. And tonight it's brought to you by myself, Nige, and we have a couple of other folk filling up the studio with me tonight. Who have we got? Do you want to do a round the table?
Well, I'm Peter Stringfellow. I own a series of clubs in London. With the ladies.
With the ladies. I'm sure that's not quite right, because...
All right. I'm Keith Baker.
And who else is sat over the other side?
And I'm Adam.
Cool. And you guys together run a night in Leeds that's kind of more... Oh, I don't know. I'll let you guys explain it, to be honest, because I struggle.
It's more off the wall, I'd say, than your average kind of industrial night.
Yeah, we appear to have played... It kind of has... gone by default to becoming a noise night-ish, but not quite.
No, I mean, I know what I play is kind of more like off-the-wall kind of breakcore and IDM type stuff, but yeah, it's by default, it's the weirder, harder end of the spectrum.
So, yeah, some interesting stuff, definitely. Well, we've had you both on the show before, so it should be a good and interesting show. And to be honest, I've got you guys choosing the majority of the tracks tonight. And that was... who was that we started with? Imperative Reaction, with a track called Collapse. And we're going to carry on with a load more of your choices, mainly because I'm being horrendously lazy at choosing tracks tonight. But, of course, later in the show, we'll go through the normal stuff of plugging gigs and clubs and stuff like that in the area and keeping you all informed of stuff going on. But let's carry on with the tune, shall we? What have we got coming next? I'm not actually quite sure, because one of you guys chose it.
Yeah, it's Somatic Responses and Spooky Pen.
Okay, here goes.
Yeah.
Nicely coughed.
Fantastic mic up moment there. Mid cough from Adam. Right, you are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard that Aria with the Gun Song, which is absolutely fantastic track off. What compilation is that off? I've played stuff off that before, haven't I?
You have, the Reconnected 2.0 from Alpha Matrix. With its deeply silly Matrix cover.
Yeah, the extremely hard to tell which CD is which trick that just annoys most DJs. Anyone who has to work in low lighting, I don't know, like a club, maybe. And you can't tell which is CD 1 or 2. But yes, a fantastic compilation. I think I've said that many times before, to be honest. But yeah, definitely worth it. It's got loads of good stuff. And I think I've played stuff off that over the last couple of shows anyway. And probably a lot more to come. And before that, we had Somatic Responses with, what was that track? Spooky?
Spooky Pen.
Spooky Pen?
Well, you know, could be a biro with a slight leaning towards the evil.
The dark side.
That just somehow reminds me of Scooby-Doo. Where
Spooky Pen.
Reggie? It wasn't the fair park owner, it was the Spooky Pen that did it all.
That's it.
Right, I guess with you guys doing club nights and stuff, you want to get away with a little bit of plugging. So do you want to go ahead?
Surely not.
Dream of it.
Where do we start?
Well, obviously we've got the first Sunday of the month on, well, what would it be?
December the 3rd. Yeah.
There you go, he's much more organised than I am. It's not difficult. But yeah, it's a mixture of industrial, noise, IDM, and... Whatever else we feel like. A few curveballs in there.
Mm-hmm. Would you say some of the stuff you brought in tonight is an example of the kind of stuff you might hear there?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that, yeah.
Yeah, except I think I'd probably get killed if I played Aria, but,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thought as much.
No, you'd be all right.
Yeah, and then after that we have... after December 3rd, our next one's a bit of a special one, which is on January the 7th and might help to blow the New Year cobwebs away.
Okay.
We have a live gig featuring Keith, actually.
Mm. it's a mini festival, I suppose, really, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's a... what's the lineup again?
We have... let's start from the top. We have Keith, and then we have fresh-ish from Infest, Autoclave 1.1, who I'm sure we've heard on here before.
I think, yes, people have brought his stuff in.
And then we have Electronic Substance Abuse, or ESA, which is Jamie from Wakefield. Hasn't he been on the show as well before?
He has been on the show a good couple of times and played us lots of noisy stuff.
And then we have Coreline, which is, of course, Chris from Leeds, with his very odd take on orchestral noise, almost, I guess, which seems to work quite well. And then someone who's been DJing with me for a while in Sheffield and in his own band Eulogy, but he's appearing in his alter ego as Prototype to finish off the bill. And it should be quite interesting. Yeah. Tickets are a fiver in advance or £6 on the door. Although we haven't quite got the advance tickets sorted yet, but we will have very soon, and news will go up online probably within the next week or so, I hope.
Where would the best website be to get that kind of information? Is there a good URL to go to?
Well, one of two. Either mine, which is amodelofcontrol.com, or the Subculture MySpace, which I think is myspace.com/subcultureleads. As I recall. Yes.
Oh, right. I know its homepage is definitely thesubculture.co.uk, so that MySpace will be linked off there, no doubt.
The MySpace is the best place to go at the moment because it's more up to date.
Indeed. So there you go.
The other thing I'd like to mention is that, of course, on that festival, most of the major noise labels are represented. You've got Hive, you've got Crunchpod, you've got Hymen, you've got Ad Noisem.
It's quite impressive to say it's mainly people from Yorkshire, so we're quite well represented in the noise world of things.
It's like saying "Ah, lad," but really loud
and distorted.
Yeah,
and twiddling some knobs on stage. I'll be interested to see how a gig goes down at the. This is at the Subculture, isn't it?
It is.
So, it'll be interesting to see how a gig goes down there because I can't imagine the layout they'll use or anything like that. But I'm sure it'll all work fantastically and it'll all become clear on the night. Okay, shall we carry on with some tunes? I think this is a track chosen by Keith.
It is indeed.
And it's a track by Mothboy called Given Away, I believe. Let's see if I can actually start the right CD player because I've forgotten which one I've put it in.
The second one. We'll be right back.
fantastic ending to that. That just kind of faded out, then just stopped. So, lovely stuff. So, yeah, you're still listening to DAX Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. It is still the completely insane, messed up night of myself and Keith and Adam joining us here, playing what can only be described as interesting. And I don't mean that in a kind of, it's odd, but I'm just being polite. It is just really interesting stuff. Really just kind of nuts in some ways. So, that last band was Panic DHH, apparently, was it?
Yeah.
With a track called Reach. And before that we had Mothboy with Given Away. Two just quite different genres, but still somehow working together quite well, yeah. in a just surprising you if you're thinking there's any pattern to this show kind of way, hopefully.
That was his. The last one was mine. The one before was his. Simple.
Yeah, it has been pretty much alternate so far, hasn't it? And I've just kind of taken a back seat here because I can't decide what to play, really. I think I would really scare anyone playing any of my stuff in the middle of this this set, really. Okay, anyway, enough waffling. As usual, I'm going to try and run down the gigs and clubs in the area of worthy of note. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, on the 25th of November, we have Pub Culture in the afternoon at the Subculture in Leeds. This is kind of quiet-ish music from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m, quiet enough to be able to have a chat, and you also get the lights up so you can see. There's tea, coffee, biscuits, pot noodles and donuts available, as well as beer. Beer, stalls, comics, clothes, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of a nice little social place to get yourself down or to escape from the Christmas crowds and hordes and things like that. Following that, on the evening of Saturday the 25th, we have Carpe Noctem here in Bradford at the Cellar Bar at the New Beehive. This is apparently the Cyberside launch party, and there's 40 CDs to give away to all the early arrivals. £2 on the door before 10, £3 after. More information at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. Following that, on Thursday the 30th of November, there's a couple of gigs on the same night in Leeds, which is a bit confusing. I wonder why they've been planned like that. Maybe it's just one of those weird coincidences. First of all, we have The Crook Shadows and Euthanize playing The Cockpit in Leeds. Doors are 7 p.m, tickets £10 in advance. More information at blackveil.alwayscrashing.org. And also on that night, we have The Damned and Rhombus playing the Metropolitan Uni in Leeds. Tickets £15 in advance. More information at www.rhombus-rock.com. Definitely worthy of mention is also on the following Friday, the 1st of December, we have the Friday Flock, which is at the Subculture in Leeds. Goth of all kinds, 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. Request friendly DJs, and more information at www.fridayflock.net. I think I've got some more information about the Woolstock gig weekender thing, but I'll leave that till later on in the show, to be honest, because I've been nattering too long and you're probably bored silly of this by now. Okay, now I'm not sure how to describe this. We've got a track coming up, chosen by Keith here. Do you want to explain what it is?
Well, I originally wanted to play Cherry Pie by Warrant, but Baby Jesus won't let me. This is actually a track from, believe it or not, a break called Doctor Who concept album by a band called Davros, and it's called The Pirate Planet.
I don't think there's much more we can say about that. I'm just going to hit play.
Rebus. shoot them.
Yes.
Okay, this is DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Lieback with, what was that track called?
Anglia.
Anglia. That was off their latest album, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Their takes on, 13 national anthems and their own made-up one for the state of NSK. And that was their take, obviously, on the British national anthem. And a tiny bit of political comment, maybe, in there.
And it was actually just rather... I couldn't make my mind up about that. It was stunningly well made and well put together, and I think I'm going to have to re-listen to that again with the actual whole album. I've not really heard that album at all. I've only heard snippets on kind of the sample website.
Yeah, it's well worth the effort, but not everyone's going to love it.
Yeah, an interesting one. And before that, we had... possibly one of the oddest things I think I've ever had introduced on this show, which was what was it? Breakcore Doctor Who
concept
album. Davros with a track called "The Pirate Planet."
Oh, I.
That's where do you find this stuff, Keith? Really? How?
Keep my nose to the ground and my ear to the toilet or something. I don't know. I like it. No, don't get me wrong. Saying toilet, I actually really like it, but.
Okay, yeah, no, it's just one of those things I wouldn't have even made up in a drunken dream, but it does seem that someone thought of it and made it, and it's not too bad, actually. Yeah. It's really quite good. I'm going to keep dragging you back into this show if you could continue to bring really random stuff like that that'll just confuse me like mad. Oh, okay, enough of that. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, there is a goth kind of weekender happening in Leeds, coming up in December. It's a couple of weeks away yet. It's on the weekend of Friday the 8th of December through to Sunday the 10th, and it's a bunch of bands and a club night, which is always a great format for any festival whatsoever, because it's been done before and people know what goes on. So I thought I'd tell you what's going on, where it's happening, and how to find out more. Basically, on Friday the 8th of December, it's Woolstock Day 1, and now this is a band day. This is at the Mixing Tin in Leeds. The bands are Ghosts of Lamora, Zombina and the Skeletones, The Way of All Flesh, Lesbian Deathbed, Doors are 8:30, first band on at 9.
Can I correct that? That's Lesbian Bed Death, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm still me neither, but, you know.
Okay.
I suppose they are different things, aren't they? I mean, one's, ooh, look, there's a dead lesbian, the other one's, oh, look, there's a lesbian.
True. Okay. I'm sure, yeah. It saved the band emailing in at least. Mm. Friday tickets are £5. Weekend tickets are £12. Weekend tickets get you in for all 3 days, I believe. The website wasn't hugely clear. But Saturday is more bands, and that's now at Joseph's Well in Leeds. The bands are Incubus, Succubus, NFD, The Spares, Rhombus, and the doors are 6 p.m, first band on stage at 7. And the Saturday ticket on its own is £7.50. I'm guessing Incubus Succubus are going to be a big puller for that. I know lots of people are huge fans and travel all around the country for Incubus Succubus, so I guess they're going to be quite a big headliner. And on the Sunday is the Woolly Logic Club Night, featuring DJs from the Friday Flock, Sin City and guests. That runs 7 p.m. till midnight at the Subculture in Leeds. More information about all this is available at www.woolstock.co.uk. There we go. That's pretty much Woolstock plugged. I think we'd better continue with some tunes, because I'm sure people get bored of me just nattering on.
I was just going to say one thing as well, is that to make sure everyone does come down on the 3rd of December to the Subculture on Sunday, of course.
Of course.
The 200th person comes in will get a free helicopter.
Can I hold you to that?
Yeah, you can hold me to that.
So there you go. What an offer we've got already on this kind of night. So yeah, if we can get that many people in the Subculture, we won't be able to move. Yeah. But
free
it'll be
helicopter.
It'll be fun to see Keith give away a free helicopter. So yeah, if you like this kind of stuff, it's we get played down the Subculture. We have nights for this stuff, which is it's great. We should get people coming out to it, I think. I don't think anyone can justify saying, oh, I wish this kind of stuff happened in clubs and stuff, if they don't show up when it does actually happen. Certainly when you've got it running for months and you know, it's there for people to go to. Okie dokie. Now, can I actually remember which CD player I put the next CD in?
The second one.
It's over there, isn't it? Okay, let's carry on with Gridlock. this, well, this has been DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I want to thank my guests tonight for bringing in an indescribable selection of music. Some really good stuff here, and stuff I'd never have thought of, and I think a lot of it's working really well. We heard there Frontline Assembly with Buried Alive, which we were just saying whilst that track was on, that we're all quite enjoying the album. I think I'm the last person in the world to actually catch up about this album, and I've only just started listening to it properly, and it's really growing on me really quickly now. And before that we had Gridlock with Scratch, which I think I ended up trapped particularly badly, but Keith was explaining during the during Frontline Assembly that the whole album kind of mixes together, which is just not quite suited for what the studio players do. No. They decide that you're going to play a track and then stop. None of this carrying on into the next track malarkey. Okay, so yeah, thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for choosing stuff.
Yes, cheers. And next time I'll be in with my usual selection of Belgian jazz.
I hope you do find some Belgian jazz inspired by Doctor Who and Smarties or something like that. I'm sure you'll
between is Belgian jazz breakcore.
But you've chosen the last track we're going to leave on tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, it's Katu in place 4.
Okay, so good night, and hope everyone comes back next week.